asked this question last night in the promotional announcement, which ran last night and today. Is Bruce Rauner hassling our buzz? Is he? Is he really? What is happening here with the medical marijuana? And what's interesting is that medical marijuana is in Illinois, right? It's all legal. Now, Tim McGraw, let's introduce Tim McGraw. Not that Tim McGraw, the other Tim McGraw. He is the CEO and founder of Revolution Enterprises, an expert in cannabis cultivation, processing operations in highly regulated markets. And you you distributor also? Do I have that right or no?
Well, there's only two types of licenses in Illinois, dispensary licenses and cultivation.
Okay.
Cultivation licenses do everything up until the point of sale, essentially.
Okay. So this is so you're not you don't have the stores, the storefronts, right? You're distributing to the stores.
Yeah, we make all the flower, topicals, extracts, everything that can be made from the plant that cultivators in Illinois produce.
And in Illinois are you doing that?
Correct. And some other states.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been in this?
I've been in the business about 5 years.
Interesting. It is. It's like they call it the green rush, right? I mean, it's like it has been in Colorado and other places, Oregon. It's been very, very lucrative.
Yeah, there's not a lot of downside, honestly. I mean, look at Colorado. Even though that it's a very unregulated market in Colorado by comparison to Illinois, Illinois is the most strictly regulated cannabis market there is in the United States. The cannabis produced in Illinois is the purest made in the world because it's so highly regulated. And there's very limited numbers of licenses here.
And what does that mean, purist?
Purist meaning we test every single batch of cannabis that's grown here for pesticides, residual solvents, microtoxins, you name it. It's tested for at a max of 10 parts per million.
So safest, then, I think, in some respects.
Absolutely.
Right?
They don't even do that for the lettuce in the grocery store, do they?
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, how often do you get sick in a year? It's like the lettuce is not working out. All right. So now back to this. This is a fascinating thing with where we stand, though, because now I thought by now this would be, you know, the people would be going to the stores and it would be, you know, you'd see more commerce. Has there been a slow walk in Illinois?
There is. Part of that's because of the regulation. And then part of that is because the Rauner administration's not allowed the program to be expanded the way it was designed to be. Every 6 months, a committee meets that answers to Director Shaw at the Department of Public Health. And they hear petitions from patients. This panel is made up of doctors, experts, caregivers, and patients. And they make a determination. They vote on these conditions as to whether they should be added or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time they did it, they added 11 new conditions. The administration, even though it was up to the Department of Public Health, the administration put out a press release saying that they didn't want to add any new conditions because the program needed to be evaluated. Okay, fast forward another 6 months, another hearing happens, and 8 more conditions were added. Well, come February 1st, the administration
Shouldn't the conditions have been voted on by the legislature? I mean, is it executive conditions? Where are the conditions coming from?
No, the program was designed to have this committee in the Department of Public Health to have
the good design. Okay.
So every 6 months, the committee meets and decides whether new conditions should be added to the program. That's happened twice, and the first time anyway, those were essentially vetoed. Now, come February 1st, we have another decision coming from the Department of Public Health as to whether they're going to add these next 8, which include PTSD and then 3 separate types of pain. Illinois is one of the few states that has a cannabis program that doesn't allow for pain. And that's a catch-all for a lot of different diseases. And
actually, one of the more significant uses of it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's over 90% of the market in Colorado because it's a catch-all. Yeah. When you go to the doctor, if you have cancer and you go to the doctor, they prescribe you medicine for your symptoms. Mm-hmm. So they prescribe you cannabis for the pain related with cancer or the nausea or the loss of appetite or whatever it is. So it's a catch-all. So it's not – the average patient in Illinois is a 61-year-old woman. This is not – you know, a bunch of hippies getting stoned. This is real patients in real desperate need of this, especially veterans. I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about veterans.
Go ahead, please do.
I mean, since Governor Rauner vetoed the legislation that would have added PTSD and the 11 conditions, we're forcing veterans, our heroes, to go to the black market and source cannabis when we have the purest, safest cannabis known to man right here in Illinois, but yet for some crazy reason, we've decided that we don't want to show compassion to these veterans and get them off of the antidepressants and opiates that's killing them. 22 a day commit suicide. we're not doing something. Something's not being done right here. We need to get more safe alternatives.
Well, you know, and I talked to a guy about a year and a half ago who was explaining, one of the guys who was trying to get a license for a distributorship. And he was explaining all of the different things that this does. You know, all of the because of the legalization in states in which medical marijuana became legal and distributable, they've refined the product, right, and they've changed the characteristics. Even in the last 5 years, there's stuff on the market that wasn't, you know, those of us who've not used marijuana medically but have used it recreationally kind of just have a thought in our heads about what it would be, right? And it's not that at all. It has been refined in a lot of ways.
Well, we're understanding more and more about the plant. Cannabis, no other plant has as much utility as the cannabis plant does, from what it can be used for its fibers, for paper and replacement of cotton, things like that, but medicinally also. And the reason it has so much medicinal utility is because of what we call the entourage effect. And that's over 140 different measurable cannabinoids within the plant interacting with each other. And that's what gives the therapeutic value. That's why a lot of these synthetic...
So you breed up and down those things.
Correct,
right?
Exactly. Since the 1970s, we've only bred for THC, which is the one cannabinoid that has a psychoactive effect. The rest of the cannabinoids don't, and they have therapeutic value. So, and it's what ratio those cannabinoids are in that cause with different, them to work for different conditions.
Yeah.
They're saying here that only 4,000 patients have been qualified for medical marijuana in the state of Illinois as of December of last year, so roughly now, 4,000 people. And yet the dispensaries are saying they need like 20 to 30,000 more to just even stay in business. Do you think this is just like a plan to say...
Is Rauner choking you off?
What's going on?
That's the question.
I would say this. If Governor Rauner doesn't approve at least some of the 8 conditions, it will be obvious he's trying to suffocate the industry.
And why? I mean, this is, first of all, I always looked at it this way. The medical marijuana was the camel's nose in the tent. Well, we'll get to that. I want to know what you think about that. That is going to lead to, eventually, I think by 2020, recreational marijuana is going to be legal across the country. That would be my guess, because it seems to follow on like that. And because of the states need money, this was one of them. Look at the money that they're reaping in Colorado. I mean, Colorado is a very different economic situation in Illinois, but still. And what you're seeing in the western states.
Mm-hmm.
Let's follow the money. What do you think is happening?
I'm not sure. I mean, we have to dig into it some more. But at this point, we've not lost hope. We still think that there's a chance for the administration to redeem themselves and add these conditions and show compassion. Governor Rauner ran on the platform of making Illinois the most compassionate and competitive state in the union. And this is an opportunity for him to prove that out. We have plowed a huge sum of money into Illinois, and we've done it to help patients. My company alone has invested over $40 million in rural Illinois. We've built two $20-plus million facilities and hired over 80 people. There are not a ton of businesses flocking to Illinois and making that type of investment.
That's true.
And Tim, can I ask you a question about that? Because in order to get that, are you getting venture capital to do that?
It's a private placement.
Yeah. And I mean, these are guys with a lot of money who want to spend money because they know that it's going to be profitable, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we do it. We have a different set of goals in mind. Our goal is to advance the science of cannabis and better understand the plant. That's why we spent so much money, is because we built laboratories. Mm-hmm. We didn't build greenhouses.
Here in Illinois.
Correct. These are the most advanced cannabis facilities ever conceived of. So that's what my company focuses on, is constantly pushing forward the science of cannabis and understanding the plant better. And this is an opportunity for Governor Rauner to really grab this torch. And first of all, this is a bipartisan issue. A poll just came out. 80% of Illinoisans, and that's not just Cook County. We're talking 49% of the poll respondents were in southern Illinois. 80% support the pilot program. 69% are in favor of expansion of the program. So the people have spoken, the patients have spoken, the experts have spoken, and the rest of the country has spoken. This cannabis tidal wave that's sweeping the country is not going to be stopped. So you can be on the right side or the wrong side of history at this point.
Well, and I think you can also be that's always a dangerous thing to say, right? Because sometimes you go, we'll be on the right side. Just because you win doesn't mean you're on the right side of history. But I do think that you're right about this, that it's over, and you're going to have state – The issue that you have is like a taxation issue. People will cross state lines to get it. People will figure out a way.
People are smoking cannabis regardless.
That's true.
People have been smoking cannabis for 100 years regardless in Chicago.
So we can tax and regulate it and make sure it's clean and nobody's getting hurt. Or we can allow the black market to continue and the cartels to make money off it.
Right.
It's just such a simple question. I don't understand how the administration doesn't
see this. Tim McGraw, you must have some sort of a suspicion in your head.
I bet he does. I bet he does.
Come on, help us here. Where? You don't have to indict anybody. I'm just saying What sorts of? I'll just say this. What sorts of
big
powers?
Pharma makes a lot of money off of keeping people addicted on opiates?
Okay, all right.
Let's say that's fair. Pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money keeping people hooked on pharmaceutical grade heroin.
But don't the pharmaceutical companies, I mean, they'll eventually want in on
this. Why can't they take a piece of it?
They will, but it's still a Schedule I controlled substance at this point. So until it comes off Schedule I, Big Pharma and Big Tobacco, Big Alcohol have to stay arm's length.
And Big Pharma has tried to make substitutes like Marinol and things like that.
Yeah, they're synthesized and they're a single cannabinoid and they just don't work.
Yeah.
We have two texters who say they're smoking right now. Just want to let us know. And then a 65-year-old teacher from the 224 says she has arthritic knees. She can get steroids. She can get opiates, but she can't get cannabis.
That's exactly what you're talking about. But I have a friend. Pez, but you can't get the safest natural medicine known to man. It hasn't killed anybody in 4,000 years of documented use.
Right.
Okay.
And I just talked to a friend in California who just got her medical marijuana, whatever it's called, whatever it's allowed to allow you to get it. And she said it was just for migraines. She's had constant repetitive migraines, but in California, that sort of pain is okayed. And she said she puts it in brownies, and that's what she does. She doesn't smoke it.
Who are these people that are against? What are they scared of? What are they so against? People getting therapeutic benefit and nobody getting hurt.
Well, they're standing there with a martini in their hand.
Exactly.
Complaining about it. I mean, listen,
popping
I don't
another Xanax.
I don't I'm not a big
terrible.
And not a fan of pot. It makes me so paranoid. I may have to come to your lab and figure out maybe there's something for me. I don't know. But I can't smoke it. But I get it. I understand people who do. I understand there's high functioning people who do.
Uh-huh.
Then there's people that are just, you know,
they're stoners.
Straight out stoners, but they're straight out drunks too. I mean, what are you going to do? We can't regulate all of this. And if there's a way to it, this ship has sailed.
Grandma is
on the bow. There's no, you know, she's copping the skeech. There's no chance that this is going to be a left right issue anymore. No. This isn't going to be the moral majority. We're not going to have that.
That's why I don't see why the administration doesn't get that. This is the chance to reach across the aisle, reach across generations. I mean, where do you think millennials are on this issue?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a separate issue. Hey, and can you grow? I mean, they used to talk about marijuana grown in Illinois or Indiana, where it's ditchweed, but you can high quality.
Oh yeah,
marijuana can be grown in this climate.
Well, we grow in laboratories inside, so it's a consistent environment year round. Some others don't, but. We control our environments very, very strictly.
Can you grow externally in this in Illinois or no? Can someone do that?
It has to be in a greenhouse at a minimum. Yeah. That's the minimum requirement.
Okay. And then you get a grow light and you do it in your bathtub? Is that what you do? Is that how that,
no,
that's how it works?
All right, Tim, hold on one second. I want to take some phone calls here. Tim McGraw is with us, founder of Revolution Enterprises, expert on cannabis cultivation, as you are hearing right here.
And it's a great business card.
And they're going down to it really is. But that works. They're going down to Springfield tomorrow, right? Aren't you going down to Springfield tomorrow?
I'll actually be in Peoria, but yeah, there is a demonstration happening on the Capitol steps tomorrow.
The
veterans.
For this. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about that in just one second. But first, Tim McGraw's with us. He's a marijuana cultivation expert, and he's in business. And the state of Illinois, you know, they've done this. They passed medical marijuana over a year ago. We're supposed to have it, and they've only okayed 4,000 patients to be able to purchase it, and they're slow walking the whole process here. And what's going on there, Governor Runner? What are you doing? Why are you hassling these people's buzz when they need it for this is medical marijuana? These are people who are not doing it recreationally.
Correct. These are veterans. These are people with chronic pain. These are people with, you know, IBS, lots of terrible, terrible conditions that they've tried other drugs and they want to get off of these drugs. That's the whole point. I mean, I literally know hundreds of veterans that use cannabis currently that have gotten off of their pharmaceutical drugs, their Paxil, their Zoloft, because it turned them into zombies. And it made them look at the black box warning on all of those, those antidepressants.
Right.
Makes you more likely to commit suicide.
Oh, God.
It makes no sense. So here's your opiates for your pain from your injury overseas. Here's your thank you. And then here's some Zoloft and wash it down with some alcohol, and we got 22 a day committing suicide.
Yeah, or just dying from the combination. Elaine, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm listening to you. I'm totally astonished. I want to just wring somebody's neck like a chicken. So who do we go to and petition to and call in Dr. Rahner's office, or in, not doctor, but Governor Rahner's office, to say, you know what, this is BS. There's a lot of people that are so needy that really do need this, and you're prohibiting them from a quality of life. And why in the name of God do they stay on the opiates and watch the commercials every night about now they have new medication that's out because the opiate causes so many other internal issues besides making your bowels not work. Mm-hmm. Now take another new pill for that, so now you can finally crap because you're so messed up.
All right, Elaine. That's, who,
well, I'm sure people are pretty fired
up. Who does one turn
this
to, Tim, do you think?
I would turn to the Department of Public Health, Dr. Shaw's office, and Governor Rauner's office. Those are the two places that I would make your voice heard. All right.
There's also a change.org petition out there with 20,000 signatures looking for more, and that this is going to be submitted to Bruce Rauner's office. So if you go to change.org and let more people in Illinois legally use medical cannabis.
And if you're near Springfield tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., there will be a demonstration on the Capitol steps in front of the Lincoln statue, I believe.
Got it. All right, Tim, thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck in what you're doing there. Coming up.